In the gospel we just heard, Jesus and his apostles are walking to a house in the city of Capernaum. We don't know whose house it is, and we don't know why they are going there. But what happened on the way there summarizes the human condition. Jesus asks the 12, "What were you arguing about on the road?" And they said nothing. Mark tells us they said nothing because they were arguing about who was the greatest. So Jesus sat down, called the 12 to him, all of them, and said, "If anyone wants to be first, you must be last and servant of all." Time and time again, the apostles just didn't get it. How many times do we think we're so great? That's what leads us to talk about other people. "I'm so great. They're so wrong." Priests as well. Because as the book of James reminds us, where there is ambition, there is disorder. On the floor back there by Prudence, the serpent is kissing the mirror. Because when we start to see ourselves, we like ourselves. And then we think we're so great. We start to worship ourselves. You know, it's been said that you can be anything you want to be. We learn that as we are children, and there's truth to that. You can be anything you want to be. But for those who follow Christ in the spiritual life, the invitation is to become the kind of person our Lord wants us to be. And that's difficult because of our sin. It's difficult because we are called to do that all our life, regardless of what's going on in our lives. Sometimes it's easy to be humble and to be the servant. But there are events in our life which makes it difficult, often impossible. But humility and service counters what those apostles exhibited on the way to that house. Pride, envy, and greed. If I exalt myself, Jesus makes a promise. I will be humbled. He who exalts himself will be humbled. But more than that, when I exalt myself, it means that I want to become the person I want to be, not the person God wants me to be. I lose sight of God. I lose sight of my goal in life. So let me tell you this story. Let me leave you with this story. It's a compelling story. Maybe you've heard it before. We need to hear it again. And plus, now we are putting all of our homilies on the website. So if you've heard it again, just pretend you haven't. It happened on my favorite day, the 4th of July, but 15 years before I was born in 1952. A woman by the name of Florence Chadwick stepped into the waters at Catalina Island, attempting to swim to the main shore, the mainland, California. That's about 20 miles, 20 miles of swimming. I got up to 22 laps last year at the community center, but I had to rest. 20 miles. She had already swam the English Channel both ways. It was early, and so there was fog, and it was cold. And she could hardly see the boats around her. The boats around her could hardly see her and had to make sure they didn't crush her. She swam for 15 hours straight, and she begged to be taken out of the water. But her mother was in the boat next to her and said, "Keep going. You're close." But finally, she became physically and emotionally exhausted, and she just stopped swimming. And she was pulled from the water. And when she got into the boat, she realized she was less than a half mile from shore. She said in her interview the next day, "All I could see was the fog. If I could have seen the shore, I would have made it." How common is that in our lives? Fog in our lives. We live our lives in a lot of fog. We worry a lot. We imagine how things can go bad. The devil works on our imagination a lot. We doubt. We may have health problems, employment problems, financial problems, relationship problems. That's all fog in our lives. I may not feel a part of the group. I may be getting old. We all live with our addictions to cope. We all have them. Everyone copes. And we face death and the death of our loved ones. It's all fog. We all live in fog. And so it's difficult to see. We end up focusing on the fog because we can't see the shore. And so we want to give up. We want to be pulled out of the waters of life. How many have we lost? How many have we lost? I want you to think of Florence Chadwick's words this week. "If I could have seen the shore, I would have made it." Our shore is heaven and the person of Jesus Christ. And you get up for early Mass at 7:30 to reorient your lives to see the shore. That's why we need the Catholic Church. Or I will assure you, we're all going to get tired in life. And we're going to be desiring to be pulled out of the water. And we may not realize how close we were. What else causes fog in our lives? What the apostles exhibited: pride, envy, and greed. That is why we need to remember the words of our Lord, that if we want to be first, we must be last. Humility and service keeps us on course. Dante Alighieri said in his Inferno Canto, that is the tour of hell, he said this, and I think it summarizes the gospel we heard and the lesson I just offered. Pride, envy, and greed. These are the sparks that have set on fire the hearts of all men. Amen.